This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, hello. How are we on this dreary fucking day?
Oh, isn't it the dreariest?
Oh, it's the dreariest.
Have you heard about people fucking snow? You know, they've been cut off with electricity and shit.
All sorts of like.
I'm like, thank God my children have gone to school. That's all I care about.
Exactly.
If that happened here, they would be home and that would be shit.
It's mad though, isn't it? I mean, this is the kind of level of boring conversation that me and Rob had, but last night as we were brushing our teeth, about to get into bed at 9 p.m. because we had an early night. We were like, oh, hasn't the weather been quite extraordinary this year? It's been so all over the place. Like, fucking hell, we are so boring. But yeah, that's the kind of chat we have.
Oh yeah, that's so good. Well, Steve is, he's so used to me being like a fucking Gatling gun and that I'm forever talking. But if there is ever a natural pause, just silence, he'll go, well, the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like silence. And I'm like, you're always praying for me to shut the fuck up. And then when I do shut the fuck up, you try and instigate the conversation by joking about the weather. But it has been. It's been mental.
It's been all over the place. I'm so cold, so fucking freezing cold.
Wait, when I was getting the kids in the car the other day, it was snowing a tiny bit.
Was it?
It's like, icicles.
London's like its own planet, though, isn't it? I think there's so much global warming here.
Yeah, just and
that we very rarely get snow.
To be honest with you, I was only saying the other day that our car that is 17 years old, I said, I'm pretty sure that is the reason why Greta Thunberg is like
furious,
angry at life. It's because of our car.
I'm surprised you're even allowed to have that old car anymore.
Mate, we probably aren't. HRMC HRMC, they do tax, they don't do cars.
We do the hire purchase thing.
I know, but I hate that.
I know, but we could never afford to buy one outright, and you only have to put a small deposit down. So that's how we've always done it. Yeah.
Yeah, but then don't you pay loads a month? God, this is really boring.
Yeah, we pay loads a month. However, we found out on Saturday when it was -2, we have a heated steering wheel and a heated seat in the front.
However,
now every single time we get the car, those fucking heat seats are going straight on. Oh my God, it's so nice.
Well, you know that I definitely, my 17-year-old car doesn't have fucking heated seats. But this weekend,
does it have electric windows?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, all right then.
But I can't lock it because otherwise the alarm goes off all the time.
Don't worry, no one's stealing it. It's fine.
No.
It's fine. Yeah, that's true. Are you getting into the Christmas spirit though, Laura?
We are decorated, I have to say. I nipped out the other day on my own, popped to the Range, and I bought some extra bits. And I do really love the way the house is decorated this year.
I've also done the same thing, and ours is decorated. And what have we both succumbed to being absolute fucking social media wankers?
But we didn't even conversation about it, did we? But I have to say, I've got home today.
Beautiful.
My door, it's like some fucking biblical scene out of a Jesus movie because there's red running down the door from all the fucking berries.
Oh no,
shit. It obviously wasn't an outdoor garland, and I didn't know that.
So it looks like someone's actually done a human sacrifice on your door.
Basically, yeah, it looks like someone's bled on my door.
So both me and Nora have done this thing. We saw it on Instagram no conversation about it. We just obviously got well and truly influenced. So you make like a garland, but you can suspend it in the air with not in the fucking fresh air, but on a window or anywhere that there's like a passage or a doorway, whatever, with a tension pole. So you wrap the garland around the tension pole, make it look all pretty, and then stick it up. But we've both fucking done it.
Yeah, we have. Like, I saw it on your stories and I was like, fuck off. And it was when, did you have like crazy fog at the weekend after the weather? So it's like crazy foggy, which I loved. It was so spooky. It was great. So it was dark. It was foggy. And I was still out there trying to put this fucking thing up. But I have to say, I didn't use a tension pole because I couldn't. So mine is suspended by hooks.
Right. Okay.
I got special hooks.
It looks absolutely bloody lovely.
It, to be honest with you, in the daylight, the lights that I bought does look a bit like barbed wire. But I said to Steve, we can overlook that in the day. Yeah, nighttime, it looks great. And then I had a really old, because also the fucking Christmas wreaths, so expensive, like 30, 40 quid. Fuck off, mate.
But so many of them as well look shit, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I got one from Matalan. Mine was all right.
I made mine. So the one that I didn't make it. I just had an old shitty, you know, those really old ones that have got like all of like the Christmas tree branches on it.
Yeah.
Fake one.
Yeah.
I had one of those in the loft that said, Steve, bring it down. I believe it's probably 20 years old. I'm redoing it. So I went to the range and spent £9 on some other things and I decorated it. That probably shouldn't be out in the fucking weather either. No, so it's probably going to be wrecked.
Mine's indoors, so it's all right. It's in the window outdoors. And it looks very pretty.
I am channeling the Insta wankers with my being outside.
It looks nowhere near as grand as the ones that I've seen, because you'd need about 8 fucking garlands to make it look that fancy. Mine's just 2 garlands, the same garland, sort of wrapped around each other, and it looks lovely. I'm delighted.
Yeah.
But I was saying, very excited just being the same before we came on here, that I'm finding the prospect of Christmas a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Because obviously Ian and Mike are no longer with us. So it's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
It is going to be a tough one. I thought about it a lot. You know, obviously it's this time last year and going through pictures and, I've got a couple of pictures of like my dad sat with the kids on the sofa. Oh, I don't know. I can talk about it.
Okay. We might have to not talk about this.
Anyway, let's not talk about it.
Really emotional today. Are you having a period? Because I am.
No, I'm over. I'm so over it.
Oh, God. I couldn't work out why I just kept spontaneously bursting into tears. Obviously,
was me last week.
Yes, it's been fucking so high. Like, you know, like...
I think I'm perimenopausal.
Oh, Lord.
I messaged you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I messaged Vic the other day and I said, I took the dogs for a walk. I took the fucking lead off, put it down. I just fucking walked off without it. I had to retrace my steps to find it.
Well, I watched this video about bloody our hormones. They just plummet off a cliff when you turn like 40. Did you see that?
We watched the same. And then from 35, our progesterone starts to go down. Watch the same video.
So what the hell? Oh, God.
It's been very
triggering. There's lots of little things that don't even seem related to my dad at all, but just I think it's the whole Christmas sort of thing, because you know there is like this massive pressure for it to be this happy family wonderful thing, and it's just going to be different this year, you know.
Yeah, and I also think that Christmas is really fucking difficult. You know, we can celebrate the fact that it's about family and togetherness. Some people don't have their family. You know,
some people
have got shit families. It's real, and it is so centered around that. And you know, that's tricky. Because it doesn't always look like that. Not always that straightforward. Like Mother's Day, Father's Day, it's the same thing. Yeah. You know, I always used to celebrate, and now I think I have a bigger, broader view on the fact that
life could be difficult for people.
Family networks don't work. And I think more so now, because a lot of people have become estranged.
Yeah.
Things have changed. You know, that the way that they see their relationship with people has changed. They've gone into therapy, you know.
Yeah. And also like not tolerating shit relationships as well.
And strong boundaries.
Yeah,
you know what? If you've got a family that aren't used to those, they're not going to fucking like them.
No.
So, it makes it a particularly tricky time of the year.
So what should we call it? Not a Merry Christmas. We just need to call it like Christmas.
Survival.
Don't die.
Don't die. Fucking hell. Oh, nice bit of festive cheer there for you.
I do.
Everyone in the mood.
Don't die. I feel very excited though because I bought myself two new pairs of Doc Martens, which I didn't need. I was influenced.
Oh yes.
There is a Doc Martin outlet site on the Martin website.
So and, treat yourself. Well, that's good because I feel like, you know, who deserves presents more than mums? Us. We do. Oh. No one. No one.
I also accidentally bought myself two new winter coats.
Yeah, yes, we know about that one.
And you also sent me a link to Disturbia, and I accidentally bought three items of clothing from there. So I've fallen into a bit of a rabbit warren when it comes to...
I would say that possibly it just helps to deflect from the difficult feelings that we're both feeling right now, because I can do the same fucking thing.
My wardrobe is great right now.
I mean, look fantastic, but I'm dead on the inside.
That's it. I am dead on the inside. But fantastic snazzy dresser.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you something that's happened to me that I feel like this is just the start of the decline? I mean, I would say physically, as I've sort of neared to 40, turn 40, I've definitely seen some serious deterioration, considering that I am quite like, you know, like fit and healthy. At least I try to be. I exercise regularly, all the rest of it. So obviously I've got my old carpal tunnel. So I've had that done. I now have carpal tunnel on the other hand, which I had already. But they said that's probably going to deteriorate, so you're going to want to get that done at some point. Well, it's escalated. I'm now just randomly picking things up and they are completely falling out of my hands.
No.
Like, yes, because I have the form of it where my muscle in my thumb deteriorates. So rather than it being like constant pain and numbness, the signal from your brain like stops getting sent fully. So I only get sent like 60% or whatever. And then that muscle starts deteriorating because you're not using it. So that's what's happening. And it is quite painful. So fuck my life. I might actually have to go private to get it done because it took me a year and a half to get this one done. And I just think, well, you know, if I do that, then I'll just like, in my mind, I'll justify it by dividing it in half and being like, well, it paid for both hands.
Absolutely. That's how you should do it. That's what Steve would do. Steve would look at the logistical statistics around how much you spent.
That's
and then.
That's is that called mum math? Can we have like mum math? You know, there's like this
I would call
thing.
It Steve math.
Because it's Steve math.
Steve always justifies a purchase, whereas I don't. I'm just like, mate, let's just spend it. I don't care.
But then, Laura, there's something else weird happening to my left foot. And oh my God, it's like it's turning into a little weird claw and it just feels really crampy, but not actual full cramp. But it's just going into cramp and it's really uncomfortable. So I put it online because I share my whole life online. And those people said it might be plantar fasciitis.
Oh, fasciitis.
And so
God, you don't want that, love.
I think it's that.
No.
I do think it's that.
Is it painful?
It's really painful. And
oh,
it keeps me
Jesus,
up at night. It keeps me up at night.
Oh, God.
Because anytime I put the blanket on my foot, it just feels weird and that comes up. So I have bought myself a very fetching pair of orthopedic slippers.
Oh no. I have to have special insoles because I've got dropped I've got dropped arches, so I can't wear anything without an arch.
So is that not plantar fasciitis?
No, I think what you've got is policeman's heel, isn't it?
Well, no, because it's not really my heel, it's my arch, and my arch is hurting. So I'm wondering if my arch is collapsing.
They're awful. I've had that for years, love.
Have you?
Now, that is painful.
Yeah. So I've bought some special insoles.
Before I realised I had it, mate, you'll be fine with the
insoles.
And
I've bought the slippers, which are absolutely
And in the
phenomenal.
Summer, you can also get, like, this is really stimulating chat, you can get the ones that stick in your sandals.
Okay, so is that what you have then? Because I can't do any flat foot business no more.
No, me neither. So I didn't realise for probably about a year that was the reason why I was in pain. And I would literally get up and hobble around like an old lady because I was like, oh, it hurts. And then it was like, oh, it's because your arches are collapsing. But I actually think I need to privately, obviously, not the NHS. I need to see a podiatrist, whatever they're called.
Podiatrist.
What are they called? Podiatrist.
It sounded like you burped then.
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist. Yeah.
I think the support I've got isn't good enough for my arch decline.
This is where we are in our lives, mate.
Mate, what? I know. Can we go back to the perimenopause? Because
Thing is connected to it as well. Do you know that? Someone was telling me they're like, the hormonal changes drop can affect like parts of your body, like your fucking feet. I'm just like, what on earth is happening to me? I feel very sad.
So this last week, I've started getting like Raynaud symptoms.
Oh my, that's so uncomfortable.
Mate, it's these two fingers and then sometimes that one.
Just totally numb.
And it's like, I had to get in the bath the other day because I was like, I was getting hand warmers, wasn't fucking warming them up. So I got in the bath to get rid of it. And that can, but that I Googled it, can be a sign of lupus. You know, you're like, oh, fuck off. I don't have lupus. So ridiculous. But I was speaking to some women literally last night. I did a show last night in Bath, and I was speaking to some women who are perimenopausal, and they, the treatment that they receive via their doctors is diabolical. Mm-hmm. Our NHS, I appreciate, is on its knees, but the way that we are testing and treating women for the menopause is disgusting. Yeah. Because the perimenopause hits so early on, and granted, I've been to a group, I'm not perimenopausal yet, but I've been to that support group, and I have seen every single woman around that circle go, do not fucking wait until it gets to the absolute worst before you go to the doctor. Mm. Fight. But the problem is, I see people and they are going in, they're fighting with the early stage symptoms and they're being turned away. There's yeah. nothing wrong with you. This isn't the perimenopause. This isn't the perimenopause. If a guy was going through it, they would be fucking treated immediately. But as women, we are expected to be fucking raked over the coals over and over until we're at breaking point.
Well, it's,
and
I then think they it's, give that's us just it. Being a woman, isn't it? It's like you so push shit. Up and you shut
I'm not
up.
Doing it.
No.
You know when you're like, no, mate, I'm sorry, not happening.
Well, I can't because I'm not going to be able to walk or hold anything.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you're falling apart. I was like, yeah, that's not very helpful right now. Thank you very much. Like a loser. Guess what Rob's doing as well? Oh my God, he's gone on such a health kick. Because the thing about Rob is that this man can eat some serious food. Uh-huh. And I've never known anyone to pack food like him. And he's
mate, you haven't met Steve then.
But he's not big, No, but it's literally, it's linked to his being neuro.
Oh, so he doesn't have a switch
diversion.
Off.
There's no switch off. He doesn't ever feel full. I think maybe twice in the time that we've been together in 11 years, has he ever said, oh, I'm absolutely stuffed, I can't eat anymore. And he eats so much food. But honestly, he will eat like 6 donuts in a go, not even feel remotely sick. Then he'll have like a piece of cake an hour later, eat all the sweets. If there's stuff at work, he'll just hoover up the entire treat table. Like he's really, honestly, it's like, wow, I don't understand where that's going. But about 3 weeks ago, he went to the doctors for something and they said, oh, your waist measurement is sort of, you know, like it's erring on the side of you could potentially get diabetes.
Pancreatitis.
Well, I mean, that's what they say to everyone at the GP,
obviously,
don't they?
Don't put them.
Because it's not that tall. So BMI, I mean, I think BMI is a load of bollocks.
BMI
anyway.
Is utter bullshit. And that's
but
been
they did say,
a million
and
times
he, also
over.
He has a family history of diabetes. So he made a joke about it. And then the doctor was like, no, you are actually at risk of diabetes. And I think he was like, oh, right, shit. So he's just gone on this huge health kick and he's literally stopped eating anything that's processed for sugar. And he started doing intermittent fasting. Wow.
Fuck that.
I know. I just, not for me. Also,
I'm like massively against diets anyway. So I'm the wrong person to talk to.
The perimenopause, you should not do intermittent fasting because it puts your body under so much stress that it'll actually cause you to retain extra fat because your body is going into like panic mode and just holding on to it. So that's what I've read. There's times in your life when it really is effective, but being perimenopausal is not the time to do it. I also think it's shit. It gives me a massive headache. I've tried it before and I'm like, I can't do it. Anyway, so yeah, but he's like, I can't, he's lost so much weight and just dropped like
but he's mental
because
he'll just
body.
Stick at it, won't he?
Well, yeah, now that's the thing. That's it. Now that he's made this decision, he's like, bang, yeah, okay, I'm just going to do this now. But it's taken him 43 years of his life to get to this point. See, sorry. When he worked in Tesco, he used to fill the donuts. And he said one day he ate 24 donuts.
24 donuts in one day?
How is he not dead? Because you know what I'm like? I'm so sensitive to life. I can't even eat like 2 Haribo without then having a full blown panic attack and having to lie down for 3 days.
I know, but to be fair, mate, you are then the other extreme of Rob because there is something in the middle that's called normal.
Yeah, and we're neither of those.
No, you're not. Like, for the first time in my life, I'm going to sound so angry now. I'm starting to try to listen to my body.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than you think, isn't
it? I know,
it?
Because a lot of time my body's just saying, eat it.
No, but like...
I know what you mean. Like,
it's not
actually
though.
Full. Like, I say that when I
no,
think
no,
I want
no,
to eat
no,
something.
It's not even that. Like, it's not even to do with being full. I just listen to, like, the ways So like, obviously I've had massive eating disorders in the past and I lean into that quite easily. So it's really important for me to not go anywhere near diet, to not go near anything like that, because it's just triggering. And then I'd be like, I'm going mental right now. So I don't do that. And I'm learning to be like, rather than being like, I can't eat that, because it's like, I've already had this today, I've already had that. I'm just like, but if your body's telling you to eat it, just eat it. Because there's only so much of that you'll have before all of a sudden you go, I'm fucking sick of this. Anyway, some people not, but for me, I get sick of it. And then I'll be like, right, fucking it off. And I move on to the next fucking thing. But like, I found by doing that, I've just naturally fallen into, I really fancy like this tonight and it's really healthy.
Yeah.
But then obviously there's sometimes where I get fucking McDonald's. I had McDonald's yesterday. It was lush.
Yeah, I think it's all about balance though, isn't it?
It's all about fucking balance. I do find the conversation of diet and weight loss and everything really triggering. And I wonder how many other people do as well that like listen into this that find it very triggering, because it's like, oh my God, should I be doing it? What am I doing wrong?
Absolutely not. I'm in your camp, mate. No diets for me. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
Big no. They were designed to just make women feel.
Also, obviously, it does also depend on the motivation for doing it. If you get told that you're going to have diabetes, then that is a reason.
Or you're on the cusp of having a heart attack, then absolutely. Yeah. You know, but I'm also not medically fucking trained here to be able to tell you what you should and shouldn't fucking do. But
it's not about being thin. I think that's the bottom line. It's not about being thin.
It's not about being thin. It's about being healthy. It's about being healthy.
And as women, what's so important for us is that we get strong. Because our bodies are just crumbling. Like, my body's fucking crumbling to dust.
Yeah, but it's the same as you, though, mate. Like, I've massively turned a corner with the way that I view my health and everything. And I'm really health conscious. Like, I still eat shit. I'm going to insert that every time. But I'm more aware of gut health. I work out a lot, but with strength training. I'm not doing any of that to be thin. I'm doing it to be strong.
Yeah.
And I'm still having like fucking Raynaud's. Yeah. And do you know what it says what you should do is to try and help with your circulation by exercise. And I'm like, fuck off, mate.
I do that.
Yeah. I do shitloads of exercise and I fucking got it. Oh, what's that to do with? Oh, it's because I'm a fucking woman. But like, honestly, this last month, my brain fog was fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
You know, like the couple of days leading up to my period, Jesus Christ, I was a fucking blubbering mess. I couldn't stop crying. Oh, can we talk about the fact that I went for a beauty appointment? So I've started using this new woman that does massage, but she also does like beauty therapy. She's fucking incredible. She's got like a massive glitzy history of all sorts. Anyway. She said, I think what would be good for you is microneedling and skin boosters. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do that. Combo. Boom. Fuck it. Black Friday. I'll do it. So I signed up to her Black Friday. Book an appointment. Show up. And she says, right, okay. I like to just use a little bit of numbing cream in the areas for your skin booster. And I was like,
huh? Okay.
Like, is this not a facial? What? I said, what do you need that for? She was like, because I'm going to be injecting you today. And I was like, huh? With what? She said, a needle. She said, did you not read about what this is? I was like, no. She said, are you okay with that? I was like, I mean, I don't like needles, but I'm sure it'd be fine. I said, so is it Botox? She went, no, it's not Botox. I was like, okay.
I can see a difference though. It looks very plump, doesn't it? Looks very nice.
One of three. And then I've got microneedling. I said,
so what is it?
What's
it called? Just a skin booster?
I don't know. The Filofax or something. I'm not sure.
I know what it is.
Fellatio, something along those lines.
Yeah, so it begins with a P and a H, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I'm out.
Yeah. Philip. Nice.
That's what I've got.
Oh, I want to have that done. It looks lovely. No, that'd be me next time I go to my beauty shop. I'd be like, oh, I can't have that thing, please. Because you can tell it looks really plump.
And that's just one.
Lovely.
She said, you won't get the maximum results until you've had all of them. And I was like, well, fuck me.
I really wanted to do the needling thing, but my beautician said it not for my skin. She was like, nah, it'll ruin
you. You're such a sensitive little. I know. Why though? Because you're ginger.
Just because my skin is so reactive.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So,
didn't you have like a really bad reaction to something at some one time?
Wait, I pretty much have a reaction to everything.
You have a reaction to life. Has this been the most boring podcast?
I know,
ever?
We've just talked so much shit.
You can tell that we didn't talk very much before got on this.
All right, let's do some stories. This is a really funny story from a sex worker. Yes.
I'm already invested.
Would we like to have this terrible yet hilarious story from a sex worker? Oh my God, they're going to share so much, I feel. This is just one story. I think we already need to tap the mark for some more. So I think both of you find some of these stories hilarious. I feel like I could tell you both all my nasty stories and you just love all of them. Yeah. But I will tell you about one of my most memorable interactions. So imagine the scene. So she does it on the phone a lot of time. So just people like call her up and just sort of whatever, say whatever they want to. Talk directly to me, bitch. So it's between 2 to 3am on a Sunday morning, about the time when blokes get home from a night out on a Saturday evening.
Interesting.
I had my phone line switched on waiting for the inevitable sausage fest of fellas needing a wank before passing out on the floor. Do you know what? This shit already, I hate men. Do you know what I mean? I just hate them.
But they're so simple. But also, I think I would love, I love the idea of doing that because it sounds so simple and it sounds like a lot of fun, but it would so depend on how much of a bad mood I was in as to how nice I was down the phone.
Well, I'm also just not good on the phone. I'm really awkward. Like, imagine me in real life and then times it by 100 on the phone. I used to have such a phobia of using the phone when I was like a teenager. I never answered the phone in my house. But the phone would be ringing, my mum would be like, why haven't you picked up? And I'm like, no, I cannot do that. Or I'd have to practice finding the doctor. And then just when it's ringing, I'm like, and the answer, I just have to put the phone down because I just couldn't do it.
So you being a sex worker on the phone.
A phone sex worker, being right for me. So here we go. A call comes through and there's a man who immediately tells me that he likes sticking things up his bum. That in itself wasn't a problem, except he announced that he wanted to try an alcohol enema and was going to do it, but wanted me to listen.
What's an alcohol enema?
At this point, I should probably warn him that it's not a good idea, mainly because he sounded a bit worse for drink. And as it was, I do have morals, but he just wasn't listening. He said he had the kit there. Oh my God. So he's actually bought like a proper enema kit to do this.
And do it with alcohol instead of...
I think so. In what I assume was the bathroom, because it sounded quite echoey. He told me that he had an enema bulb, some milk and some vodka. Oh my God. Next thing I know, he's put me on loudspeaker and stuck me on top of the toilet cistern. What a time to be alive. I keep talking to him whilst he's waffling on and he tells me he's been out for a few jars and a curry with his mates.
Oh no.
This does not bode well for doing an enema because all that beer and curry is going to make a fucking mess. Despite my best efforts, he would not listen to my advice not to do this. I've worked as a professional dominatrix in person and remotely for a few years and know how enemas work, but I've never once thought an alcohol enema was a good idea, but here we are. He's got the foresight to add the vodka to the milk before it goes in his ass, which tells me that he's done his homework prior to his night on the piss with the lads. Because sticking the vodka at your bum would be a good idea, right?
Burn like an absolute bitch, but what's the milk? The milk just chills it
out. Must neutralise it, yeah. He's basically put a white Russian up his bum. That's what Russian is. I can hear this grunting and trickling as he's sitting on the loo, pouring the concoction together for arse insertion. Oh, I'm really feeling uneasy about this whole story.
You've got to lay down to get it up your bum, not sit on the toilet.
No, I don't, not with a kit. It's like a, it's almost like a, you know, like one of those old fashioned Victorian fans for stoking the fire. The bellows, like, meh. They look a bit like that, don't they? It's like kind of like a bulb at the bottom and you can squeeze it. I'm sure I've seen
it. Honest
to
God, I thought it would be like a full fucking tube and the whole works. I didn't realise you could do that. Isn't that called douching up your vag? But obviously,
yeah, you can, it's douching. I think it is douching. But yeah, you can get them. They're quite small. I've seen them on Amazon. Don't ask me why I was searching for that.
I don't want to know. Were you wanting to white Russian your bum? Or a Bloody Mary, maybe.
But an alcohol-free version, obviously, because I don't drink anymore. So
all your leftover booze. You don't want it to go to waste.
He goes silent for a minute or two and I ask him if he's okay. He responds with a yes and says, getting up. He says he's just getting it up him, of which I am then informed it feels weird. Of course it feels weird. You want to sit for a crop your bum, you lunatic. I'm in this weird place mentally. Yeah, no fucking shit, mate. Oh, I can't turn away from this train wreck. I know this is a bad idea, but I cannot turn away. I have to go on this journey with him. He starts to moan slightly and remarks that it feels nice and he can feel it working. And then he tells me his stomach is making terrible noises, of which I can hear because I'm on top of the loo behind him. I can't help but laugh. What the fuck else do you do in such a situation? Does it stop there? It does not. He announces that he feels really very pissed and thinks that getting in an empty bathtub is a good idea.
No.
Even though the best place for him would be to stay on the loo. But no, he wants to get in the bath. He tells me he's going to evacuate his bowels.
Evacuate!
And seconds later, I can hear this god-awful liquid slimy shitting noise as it comes out of his rear end at speed. There is a fair amount of noise going on, and honestly, I'm laughing unabashedly because what else could I have possibly done? Does it end there? No. I hear this squeaking and moving, which tells me this dude is presumably flailing about in his own filth, drunk and naked as the day he was born. I ask him if he's okay in between fits of laughter, which were loud, and I was in agony from it. I hear some other noises that tell me he's wanking himself insensible in the bath. Oh, my God.
Wait, then, what? So he's in his own shit
he's
and
running
wanking.
Around in a shit.
Stop. That's not his first time, mate. That's not his first rodeo.
And then look into this. And then all of a sudden, I hear a loud knock on what I assume is a bathroom door and realize that this man is not alone in his house. Seconds later, the bathroom door is open and a woman yells, "Oh my God, what the fuck are you doing?" Whilst I'm absolutely crying with laughter, a loudspeaker on top of the loo. I can hear some protesting and then the line goes dead. I am left with a dead silence as I actually fall out of my chair laughing. Then my husband comes in to find me rolling around on the floor in agony. So I never did hear back from him, but imagine being married to someone and catching them wanking in a bath splattered with curry and beer shit mixed with vodka and milk. How the fuck would he explain
while on
any
the
of
phone
that?
To a sex worker?
And she says here, the sheer amount of blokes who will call a sex worker with their wives or partners asleep somewhere in the house is monumental. I hope this made you laugh as much as it did me. Mad life for both of you. Mad love for both of you. Oh, good God. I feel like that's stooped to a new level of depravity on this podcast, don't you? The bath. The poo. Rolling around in it, wanking in
your
own shit.
What's the worst bit? Like, okay, I'm going to set a scene for you. You've fallen asleep. Rob's gone out. You've awoken to a sloshing noise and you're thinking, Jesus Christ, is there a leak? You walk into the bathroom. I don't know why I said bathroom. And in there you find him naked, sloshing around in his own shit while masturbating. What would be the first thing that you would have an issue with over that?
The smell. The general filth.
That's a good one.
That he's putting into my bathroom, the fecal matter
your
that
toothbrush.
Is getting
your toothbrush.
Spread everywhere. Exactly.
Jesus Christ. The amoebas.
I just think I would find him so repulsive that I could never, ever think of him sexually ever again.
Mm-hmm.
It's the... You know, no kink shaming. I don't know.
I think we are kink shaming, but I think it's
we gotta draw a line.
No, but I think that right. This is where I have an issue with kink shame, because I would personally have a bit of an issue with Steve doing that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he was rolling around the bath in milk. I wouldn't, and he was wanking. I wouldn't mind if he was rolling around in fucking whatever.
Feta.
Feathers? Penis feathers.
I'd actually be quite up for that. Get some pine nuts and a bit of parsley.
And there's some olive oil. Maybe a bit of balsamic. We've made ourselves a fucking mezze board.
It's the shit.
It's the smell. And so, in my opinion, I'm sorry if you're out there going, well, this is kink shaming. Well, fuck you. I don't want to have my bathroom absolutely annihilated with vodka, milk and shit. I just don't. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Anything involving poo.
You have absolutely.
Like voluntarily, you know, we've all shut ourselves. We've all been there. But when it's like, that's the motivation. Oh, like,
what? You know what? Yes. Speaking of nearly shitting ourselves. So yes, I've got a very fancy hire car, right? It's Mercedes. It's fucking beautiful. I don't want to hand it back. And I'm driving to Bath because I've got this gig. And I hit Salisbury and my stomach, I'd had a coffee before I left and this coffee hit hard. Mate. Traffic was awful. It was at a fucking standstill. And I voice noted Steve. And I, you know, when you just need some comfort, like voicing it out, just saying like, it's going to be okay. Like I can see McDonald's, we're going to get there. Fuck my life. I've never ever, like the thought process that went through my mind is, if I shit myself, I'm going to have to buy new clothes because I haven't brought spares. Like what I was wearing is what I was going to wear back today. I'm wearing it now.
So you didn't think, let me get in a bathtub and wank off to this?
I didn't at any point
That never came into your mind.
At
really?
No point did I think, I'm going to shit in my knickers and then I'm going to finger my bean.
It's also interesting the voyeuristic kind of element of this whole guy's fantasy. Like, you know, obviously doing
this
the
is not his first time, Victoria.
It's not the first time, but why
he's
does he...
He's making out as if it is, but that boy knew what he was fucking doing.
Why does he need someone to witness it? That's the other interesting part of it all. Because obviously his wife isn't a part of that scenario.
No, but then there's... And like, when you come to the kink shame, that's the sad part of it. He had to get drunk.
Yeah.
To find the bollocks to do it.
Well, it's because all the shame is lifted when you're drunk.
Yeah.
There is no shame when you're drunk.
And, you know, we really hope
that's
that
why
you're...
I love it. No.
We really hope you don't feel ashamed if you are the bath cum shitter, but...
Equally, not in my ass, sweetheart. Not in my ass.
Not on this turf.
Also, I've got a shower curtain, which would just absorb all of the shit. It'd have to be burnt. I'd want to burn the bathroom to the ground, to be honest, and Rob.
It would be the smell. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I mean, when Steve shits in the toilet, it's awful enough.
Have you ever done an enema?
No, I want one.
No, I know. Me too.
Yeah, I really want one.
I want one as well.
I'd love
but...
it. But not like that, no, love.
Not like that.
No, there are many things that I could do with having...
I do wonder if it would get you drunk as well doing that, because having any alcohol, any like substance like your bum, it gets absorbed into your system.
Well, yeah,
because
like you can
away.
Shove coke up your ass, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of famous people love that. I mean, it
to be fair,
there.
Mate, let's be honest, he was already half cut. So
yeah, so the bowels were loose.
And an extra shot of bum vodka is not going to make a difference, is it?
No. Vodka.
What would be the conversation?
With the wife.
You're like, I don't even know what I'd say to Steve. Are you all right? Like,
yeah,
what's happened?
You'd be like, clean up this fucking mess, you dirty bastard. That's what I'd say.
No, I don't think I'd be like that. I think, I don't even know if anything would enter my thought process. I think I'd be in such shock.
I'd turn the shower on him, cold.
Jesus, you're ruthless. Fucking hell. Do you know what I'd say?
I'm thinking about it in the context of me and Rob.
I believe this could be a trauma relating back to childhood. And
yeah,
I think
you
need
just
to go
like,
to therapy.
You just slowly close the door and be like, I'm just going to leave and pretend I never saw this. And then just close the door really
We're
slowly.
Never going to talk about this, Steve. We're never going to talk about this. I think I would have to. It is a big ick. It's an ick on a scale for me that I can't actually provide words for. The ick is of
it's
the highest order.
It's an ick, isn't it?
It's a bit much.
What have you got a story for us?
Oh, let me have a look, Victoria.
Oh, let's have a little look, shall we?
See that if feels you can... like a
that was a biggie.
Topper. That's a good one. Well, when my little cherub was in infant school, I received a call from the head teacher to say that she had got my red pen, and Alfie said it doesn't work anymore, and that I would like to go and would I like to go and collect it? I was thinking, what the fuck would I do with a red pen? And even, and especially if it doesn't work, then why do I need to go and collect it? Anywho, I'm waiting in the school playground and the teacher walked over to me with her arms folded, holding something behind her. We came face to face. She handed me the bag and said, I think this belongs to you. I looked down to see through the bag and saw that it wasn't a pen. It was my fucking red bullet from Anne Summers. Oh my God. What? I wish the ground could have opened me up and swallowed me. I felt my cheeks burning. I was in hysterics. So was the teacher. I mean, thank God.
So she was laughing. Okay, good.
Apparently, Alfie and his mates were spinning the pen. And it was jumping all over the place. And then the batteries ran out. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. I didn't show my face at the school for quite a while. I just went in, head down, got my child, and then I was gone. I was the talk of the classroom, office, playground, the bloody lot. Needless to say, my activity box was well secured. My child is now 15 and will be a few years away before I tell him that story.
Oh my God. You know what it's like, though? They do
fucking, you know, when you turn them on, put them on the floor, they're like a fucking jiggling beans.
Exactly. And also, like, you know, kids are curious, aren't they? Like, you know, if they find they. We've had to put, I'm sure it's in this, we put a lock on our door to stop the kids like coming in when their mates around, because we always come upstairs and they've taken stuff out of the drawers and all sorts of mad shit. But yeah, I'm amazed I haven't found the old sex toy collection yet, because mine's extensive.
Well, mate, we know about mine.
That's it, what happened with my cleaner. Me and Laura get sent loads of sex toys for the website. So yeah. I just had like a massive load come through from the people that supply our sex toys, and I got them out, put the boxes in the bin, and hadn't really, I hadn't used them. I just got them out because I was like, okay, I'll look at those at some point. But my bin was full of empty sex toys, like an excessive number of boxes.
Absolute fucking nymph. That's it.
The cleaner, she came downstairs with the bin, and it, because it's like this little wicker basket thing. And I'd meant to empty it. It's one of those things I was like, I'm 100% emptying that before she comes, because I don't want her to see that. And I don't particularly, I'll just do it because it's got loads of sex toys in it. But obviously I forgot. And so she's standing there and she's like, what do you want me to do with these things? Do you want me to sort them for the recycling? And then I looked at it and I was like, and I just got really flustered. And then I noticed that in amongst all of the boxes of sex toys, there was an empty box of germaloids as well for my fucking hemorrhoids. So it looked like that I'd been like basically budding my bum hole so aggressively with all these different sex toys that I then needed to apply hemorrhoid cream, or was using the hemorrhoid cream to numb my bum.
Did you please explain
that?
Or what did you do? Did you go socially awkward?
I got very flustered and I was like, oh, and I basically like went to take the bin off her, but she was holding on to it. So we almost had like a tussle with the bin.
No. Oh,
and
no.
And you're like, I'll have it. And she's like, oh no, it's okay, I'll do it. And I was like, no, just give it to me. And I think I was really like short and weird, because I just like took it and it was like, just thinking, oh my God, what does she think of me now? So I mean, that's not as bad as the playground though, to be fair. That's one person in isolation, not the whole school.
No. I mean, there's so many brilliant stories of sex toys. And, you know, I think the boys, they know not to, like, if they've got friends around, they know not to go into our room. And to be honest with you, the drawer where my sex toys are, you've got to pull it at an angle. So it's not easy, thankfully. Because
yeah, hide those sex toys away. Well, it looks like a pen as well. Or was it like just a bullet? So it was
a red bullet, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't that.
And you know what it's like when you turn them on and they jiggle?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on, that's like well fun for a kid, isn't it?
Fucking hell, yeah. And like the clit sucker, if I had found one of those as a kid, I'd have had that all over my face.
I would not know what to do with that, though. Like the rose one, you'd be like, what the hell is this?
I mean, Bob didn't know that was when I showed him. I'd take that into school.
Look at this precious object.
Yeah, you know when it's like show and tell. If you turn it on and it makes a weird noise, and if you stick it to your face, it makes an even weirder noise. Sounds like you're draining a bath.
Draining a bath. A bar full of shit and vodka and milk.
Oh, God, let's go back to that. The debauchery.
Utter debauchery.
I think it would take quite a lot for me to come back from that one with Steve, I'm afraid. Gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people wouldn't mind. They'd be like, oh well, fuck it. We've all got our thing. That would be, I've got, you know, boundaries. That's hitting mine.
It's poo boundaries for me.
Poo boundaries, yeah. I'm just not into water sports or dirty hard sport. Isn't a hard sport poo?
I think it's called water hard sports. I mean, that wasn't hard. There was nothing hard about it, mate. That was liquid sports, whatever that was.
His skin afterwards, I'm just saying, it'll dry him out.
Oh, God. But you know what? Terrible. If you've ever got shit on you, it stinks. Like, you know, when you're changing the baby's bum, or sometimes horrible. When I wipe the kid's bum, I get stains. Fucking poo all over me, and I'm like, I can't handle it. Can't handle that smell on
the
skin.
Just, it takes so long as well. You know, sometimes when it's like you've washed your hand in it, you can still smell it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It infiltrates the nostrils.
It does. It's a lingering scent.
And when you got it, head feel about
oh
it.
My God, do you think he got it in his mouth?
Oh God, he could die.
Well, maybe not.
You'd definitely get diverticulitis from that.
You would get diverticulitis. I think that's your favourite word.
Diverticulitis is such a big word.
Oh God, right. I think on that shitty little note, shall we round up?
Mate, I don't even know whether people will have stayed tuned to the end, because the beginning of it, we literally talked about weather and the perimenopause, your clawed foot, and the fact that I've got Raynaud's. Raynaud's.
And it very swiftly moved on to absolute disgusting Bill. Yeah. So if you're still here, well done. Right. So if you want to send us any stories to the sex worker who sent that story, definitely send us more stories. We want to hear.
Oh, yeah. I want to interview you.
Stories and the details.
I want to talk to you.
No, we don't want to interview them because we ain't doing that anymore.
What? No.
Send us all your stories to noholesbarredpodcast@gmail.com, or what else can they do, Laura? I'll obviously
cut out. Doing that anymore. I've got Krispy Kremes in my bag. Sorry, I just remembered. Hungry. You can head on over to our Instagram page at No Holds Barred Podcast, and that's it. That's it.
And that's
keep
it.
Going to give you. That's it. End of. Keep going to give the email address. I don't want
to
do that.
Nothing
that's
else to say. Nothing else to say.
Nothing. I'm out.
And don't forget, you can still get your sex toys and all that jazz on the old website.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right then. We'll see you next week, slags.
Guys. Mate, we've not even discussed the fact that we're on the cusp of having our kids home for 2 weeks. That needs to be next week, fucking hell.
Yeah, we don't need to think about that. It's two. They've got 3 weeks left at school, including this week.
No, mate, mine finish next Friday.
Oh, do they?
Mm.
Oh my God, that's so soon. I suppose.
Yeah, and then mine go back on the 2nd of January.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. I'd rather it that way around, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Mate.
Because then you're like, right, Christmas is done, get out of my face.
New year, new me, get out.
Yeah. That is great. I don't think mine go back till the 6th or something.
That
disgusting
is.
Disgusting like that. What? Yeah. I mean, come on. It's my least favourite holiday. I don't like it. Yeah.
I like it.
I think because I like being outside with the kids, like it's just too cold and wet and miserable, and they get really aggy when you're outside for longer than like 20 minutes. So we're just in a lot. And then,
I mean, Steve works throughout the whole of Christmas. So, yeah, you know, I'm at home, as always, on my own with the children.
What does that mean? That sounds fucking shit, mate.
I know, but like I just call in the troops, you know. Yeah. All of my mates around me, and we all get together.
Then I find at Christmas, people are seeing family and all the rest of it, so there's less people around. And especially because in London, lots of people go back home. Do you know what I mean?
No,
so they leave, and then there's only a few hardcore Londoners left.
Yeah.
And so there are generally less people around to like hang around with. So I'm like,
if only we hung out close.
Oh, wow. Hey? I know. If only you live near me, I'll be there every day, mate. Jeez. Yeah. Christ.
Grab the kids by the scruff of their necks, throw them into the living room, fuck off somewhere and ignore them.
To Alexa, and then, yeah.
And watch adaptations of Lion King. My God. Right, let's great. Go.
All
let's
right. Go. See you later.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.